The Catholic Church has reached an agreement with the Department of Education, which may give fresh impetus to providing greater school choice for families. It will involve the divestment of some schools that are currently Catholic to multi-denominational patronage. The deal covers 9 named towns, as well as Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway. And it states that bishops in those areas will engage and will cooperate. One town is Neenah, where plans are well advanced. Come this September, one of the town's Catholic primary schools will become Tipperary's first ever state-run secular primary school. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has the story.
When it comes to educational provision, Neenah is typical of any number of Irish towns. Apart from a very small Church of Ireland facility, all of its primary schools are Catholic, and most are single-sex too. There is no option at all for any family who wants different, none in fact across the entire county. But change is underway. From September, all of Neenah's primary schools will become mixed, with boys and girls learning together. And one of its Catholic schools, St Mary's Boys, will become multi-denominational. John Gunnell is principal.
Neenah's a wonderful town. It's a progressive town. We're well served in education. We have St Mary's number 2 Church of Ireland school behind us, St Mary's Convent there, Gael School behind us. Religious denomination schools, and people felt the time was right maybe for a change. It's a change in society, things are moving on, and there's lots of educational offering in the town, but a multi-denominational offering was not there. So
what will it mean for the community?
Ultimately, it's all about parental choice. Now in the community, parents can make a decision on what kind of education they would like for their child, and we're happy to facilitate that.
This Neenah school is the first thriving urban primary school nationally to fully divest from Catholic to multi-denominational patronage, with a multi-belief programme for all pupils to follow. Clodagh Kelly is Director of Schools with incoming patron, Tipperary Education and Training Board.
It's the largest school to divest so far in the country. I suppose there's 156 pupils, 27 staff, so it is the largest. So it's probably different. It will be a growing school. It's currently a junior school and will be going vertical, which means it will be going and taking in boys and girls up to sixth class.
When I read stories, I can tell all the teachers in all the world.
Little Dylan Matthews is likely to be one of this newly reconfigured school's first pupils, or so his parents, Andrew and Delsa, hope. They've put Dylan's name down and are awaiting an offer.
You have all the religions. You will learn about all the religions, and it's a mixed school, not just boys or not just girls. So it was really a good experience. You will learn not only about your religion, you will have an overview of all religions and all the, and you'll have friends among girls, boys and different communities. That's a really good thing.
Both of us are Roman Catholics and we are coming from a very spiritual family background also. But we are very open to this, you know. Kids should learn about, you know, people from different regions, their lives, how they it is good to have an experience for all of that. Dylan, I think that's a good thing. Yeah, and if something additional is required, we can provide that from the home.
A Catholic Church spokesperson wasn't available for a recorded interview with us, but a representative told RTE News that the church locally hopes to learn from what they call the Neenah pilot. Everybody wants to develop a positive way to do this that avoids past misunderstandings, the spokesperson said. 3 years ago, controversy erupted in North Dublin after a divestment proposal led to false claims that things like St Patrick's Day celebrations would be banned. Valerie O'Sullivan of St Mary's School's Parents' Council says thus far there's been no controversy in Neenah.
I just feel it's great to have an extra choice in the town. Neenah's delighted to be one of the first towns to do this outside of Dublin, and we're looking forward to the challenge. And so far the community support has been brilliant, and the ETB, Board of Management, the staff, like we're Parents Association, we're all behind it.
Change like this may be coming soon to other towns and cities too. In a new deal struck with the Department of Education, the Catholic bishops have confirmed their willingness to engage and cooperate to facilitate change in the towns of Arklow, Athlone, Dundalk and Youghal, as well as the cities of Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway. It's not likely to be straightforward. There may be thorny issues to be decided, not least the issue of school ownership.
What about the property? Who owns this building and who will own it into the future?
The property, I presume, belongs to the patron, who is the current patron, the Bishop of Killaloe. As for the divesting and the political ideas, I have no idea, Emma. We look forward to educating children. That's our job, and we're happy to do that.
Principal John Gunnell ending Emma O'Kelly's report there from Nina.